Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at our website. That's npr.org/WAIT-WAIT. While there, you can check out our blog, be fed by our Twitter feed, and find information about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago or our upcoming show in Colorado Springs on May 6th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Judy Brim from Sacramento, California.
Judy Brim. That sounds like that's a lovely name, Judy Brim.
Thank you so much.
Now, what do you do there in Sacramento?
I am a special education teacher.
Oh, I see. You're working with kids who need your help. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
A little burned out, Judy?
No, not at all. I was just thinking about what you said.
Judy's one of those really good people.
I know.
Oh, please.
Wow. Judy, welcome to our show. Carl Castle right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here is your first limerick.
We men are not boisterous Thors when we take out the trash and scrub floors. But when we mop and dust without making a fuss, there's no credit for doing the
chores.
Right. After years of complaining Woo-hoo. About having to help with the housework, men have changed their behavior. Now they're complaining they don't get enough credit for the housework they do. According to research by the Dove Corporation, 60% of the men they questioned said their efforts go unnoticed by their spouses. Men point out that as modern, liberated co-parents, they spend dozens of hours a week updating the inventory of all the cable channels. They create interesting artworks by perfectly balancing dishes in the sink. And they are constantly cleaning out the history in the internet browser. So, why can't we get a little credit?
I think they also curate the condiment selection in the refrigerator.
And one of my jobs is I clean out the refrigerator by eating everything, no matter how disgusting it may be.
That's one of
my jobs. I'm kind of like a goat around the house. All right, here is your next limerick.
From noon to four, Spain fills the gap by resting in Morpheus's lap. Now laws play their part to call it high art when after our lunch we all
nap.
Yes! In an effort to preserve Spain's cultural heritage, authorities in Madrid are calling for the traditional afternoon nap, known, of course, as the siesta, to be given special high status as art, much like historical monuments or bullfighting in that country. Said one siesta advocate, losing the tradition could lead to, quote, the demise of the country, unquote.
Spain. I am so with it.
Aren't you, though?
Totally.
Spain's cultural ministers are currently exploring the proposal at the Siesta Museum, known to many as the Madrid Holiday Inn.
So if we put in a moderately insurance-friendly healthcare system, our country will fall apart. If the Spanish stop napping, their country will fall apart.
I know.
They're smarter than we are.
Yeah, apparently.
The siesta is fantastic.
The siesta is a great tradition.
Italy has it, too. They don't call it the siesta. What do they call it? I don't know. But it's great.
Thursday.
In France, they have the 5 cassette. That's when you meet your lover from 5 to 7.
France is also good.
Here is your last limerick.
Here in Italy, we had it to chase Crook. And for him, we did it in every place, look. But then we save a time by going online to check out his profile on
Facebook.
Yes.
Bellissimo.
Facebook is no longer just a medium for posting party pictures and stalking your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. Italian police used Facebook to track down one of the country's most wanted mafioso, Pasquale Manfredi, 33, may excel at drug trafficking and murder, but he is not apparently very good at working Facebook's privacy settings.
He's one of my top friends.
There you go. By following his status updates, hiding out, the police were able to track him to an apartment in southern Italy where he was caught unawares tending his virtual wheat fields in Farmville.
Actually, I was with him in Mafia Wars.
Yeah,
he was really good.
No, he gave that up. He says he felt like taking his work home with him, you know? Carl, how did Judy do in our quiz?
She was a good, Peter. Perfetto, perfetto. She had three correct answers, so Judy, you win our prize.
Judy, thank you so much for playing. That was great.
Hey,
she does dialect humor.
I love
Judy.
Thanks for playing.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.